to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
The Clash wrapping up that set of music on my Gone But Not Forgotten segment here on 88.3 FM. There's my background music. Yeah, I'm going to rotate some of these around. You might have heard it before, but again, we lost Chuck Mangione. So I'm going to play his hit as my background music and tell you some songs I played and why I played the songs. I know Joe reached out and said, Moxter, you got to make sure that in your set you're highlighting Joe Ely, because we lost Joe Ely just under about 2 weeks ago, December 15th. Now, Joe Ely was a singer-songwriter, country musician. He had the Flatlanders back in the 1970s. But also in the 1970s, he was over in London performing. And these rowdy kids named The Clash were hanging out backstage. And he thought actually they were going to rob him, but they were in awe of him, became fast friends. And Joe Ely actually sings on Should I Stay or Should I Go. He's doing the Spanish parts in that, so I wanted to play that song. The Clash actually wrote a song that's on Sandinista that was in honor of him, so I had a choice of playing that as well. But I went with the hit. I went with Should I Stay or Should I Go to celebrate Joe Ely. Before the Clash, played The Alarm. Went back to a declaration for Where Were You Hiding When the Storm Broke. We lost Mike Peters of The Alarm back in April. Succumbed to cancer. He was only 66 years old. But the Hoodoo Gurus in there as well. We lost two members of the Hoodoo Gurus back in 2025. Kimball Rendell passed in April. And then James Baker, who was the drummer on some of the albums. He wasn't always the drummer, but he was definitely on that I Want You Back track that I played. He was 71 years old. He passed away in May. Pulled that from Stone Age Romeo's, in case you're taking notes at home. And then Cracker start off the entire set. Played some Cracker. Bob Roop played on a couple of those albums as the bass player. One said song he did play on was... Seven Days, which I played from you. Gentleman's Blues was actually the album that one came off of. I want to remind you that WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is independently owned and operated. They buy new and used records and CDs, and they sell them. They don't just buy them, but they also sell them. They're located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, 412-821-8484 or online at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. Played The Clash. Now, I told you I could have played a song that was about Joe Ely. I could have played a song that was the big hit that Joe Ely did vocals on, which is the song I played. Or I could have just talked about that and played The Clash's version of I Fought the Law. Because Sonny Curtis, who was an original member of the Crickets, actually wrote that song for Bobby Fuller. We lost Sonny Curtis. Let me see. I got the date here. I have the date. We lost Sonny Curtis. I lost the date. Well, I'll find the date. Wait, there it is. I found it. We lost Sonny Curtis at the age of 88 in September. We also lost Tommy Price. Tommy Price was a drummer who drummed on the Billy Idol's Rebel Yell album and for many, many years with Joan Jett. So how about Joan Jett doing a song that Sonny Curtis wrote? It's the theme from Mary Tyler Moore.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Who can take a nothing day? Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. What a secret, and you should know it. Each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around. No need to fake it. You can never tell. Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. How will you make it on your own? This world is awfully big. Girl, it's time you're all alone. Well, it's time you started living. It's time you let someone else.
from Indianapolis, Indiana, called Roadmaster. Name of the track was It Doesn't Mean a Thing. I'm going to give a little thing about... First, let me tell you, the reason why I played it was, of course, you're like, oh, well, somebody from that band had passed. Yes, Toby Myers, who played bass in that band, he passed away in January, actually, at the age of 75. Now, let me just tell you some fun things about Roadmaster and the reason why I wanted to play that. So the band was actually discovered by Todd Rundgren, who got them a deal with Village Records. They toured with, like, Bluish Occult and The Cars and Cheap Trick and Peter Frampton and Eddie Money and all those bands. And they never really broke it. Now, Toby Myers, who played bass in the band, he eventually joined, I think it was around 1982, joined John Cougar Mellencamp's band. And he was the bass player for John Cougar from, like, 1982 up until about 1997. So... Toby Meyer is the gentleman who we were celebrating his contribution to music. As again, he passed away January 16th last year, bass player at the age of 75. Now, before the Roadmaster, Blondie, all that hurt when I learned that we lost Clem Burke, drummer for Blondie, played Dreaming for you. Clem, I think, was 69. No, he was 70. He was 70 years old. He passed in April of last year. And then before the Blondie, Golden Earring from Cut, the album that brought you Twilight Zone, I played The Devil Made Me Do It. Because George Kuiemens, guitarist, founding member of Golden Earring, passed away in July at the age of 77. And I start the entire set with some Joan Jett. Her longtime drummer, Tommy Price, passed away at the age of 68 in October. And I mentioned going into it that Tommy Price also played on the Rebel Yell album for Billy Idol, amongst other drumming duties. And then Sonny Curtis, who wrote the song Love Is All Around for the theme song to Mary Tyler Moore, passed away at the age of 88 in September. He was a member of Buddy Holly's Crickets and also wrote the Bobby Fuller 4 hit, I Fought the Law. Brian James, one of the founding members of The Damned, passed away 1 month after his birthday when he celebrated number 70. That was in March when he passed. The Damned, known for putting out the very first punk rock single in 1976. group called the Hollywood Brats. They were a UK-based group in the early to mid-1970s. Kind of like if the UK had a version of the New York Dolls, that was the group. Southern Bells was the name of the track you heard. Andrew Matheson, founder of the Hollywood Brats, passed away back in May. And then one of the members of Hollywood Brats, I'm blanking on his name, Casino Steel is his stage name. He went on to actually form, I think it was Casino Steel. Yeah, it was. He went on to perform, after the Hollywood Brats dissolved. Now, let me first say, Hollywood Brats, their original name was The Queen. They formed back in 1971, and then they changed their name because another band got a little bit more popular quicker called Just Queen. Then they became the Hollywood Brats. Well, this Casino Steel, he branched off after the band dissolved and played in a band called The Boys. I played you something from The Boys right before the Hollywood Brats because Honest John Plain passed away. So you heard Brickfield Nights from The Boys. Now, The Boys used to put out in the early 80s a Christmas song under the name The Yobs, which is boys spelled backwards. Before The Boys, how about The Jam? We lost Rick Buckler, drummer for The Jam, back in February at the age of 69, and start off the entire set with The Damned, with their first single, New Rose. 1976 is when that came out. Brian James, guitarist and founding member, passed away in March at the age of 70. Hey, don't forget, every year, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank helps 120,000 people struggling with hunger in southwestern Pennsylvania make sure that their families have enough to eat. If you need food assistance or you know someone who does, please contact the food bank for help because no one deserves to go hungry. Call 412-460-FOOD or visit Food Bank, their website at pittsburghfoodbank.org. Chris Dreja, if I'm saying his name right, guitarist and I'll just say guitarist. I can't say founding member because I can't confirm that because the band had so many different members. But I should say a guitarist in the Yardbirds passed away in September of, I don't know what of, but at the age of 78. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm also telling you I'm going to play some Yardbirds in this set of music. My name is Paul. This is Viva Lamont.
Cars and girls are easy to come by in this day and age. Laughing, joking, drinking, smoking, till I spent my wage. When I was young, people spoke of immorality. All the things they said were wrong are what I want to be. Hey! On this I was down. Hey! Lord, it's fair and round. Hey! On this I was down. Hey! Lord, it's fair and round.
Hi, this is Tony Valentino of the Standells, and you're listening to Viva Le Mac on WRCT 88.3 FM, Carnegie Mellon. I love the show. Thank you.
Don't be slow. I'm a no-no.
You know I was going to put some Beach Boys in there. At least I think you knew I was going to put some Beach Boys in there, right? Right? Yeah, we lost Brian Wilson back in June. Wouldn't it be nice? Some classic Beach Boys for you. Monkees in that set of music. Last Train to Clarksville, a song that was co-written. The writing team of Boyce and Hart, Bobby Hart, passed away back in September. Played the Standells. Larry Tamblyn, who also played guitar in that band, passed away back in March. And the Yardbirds, Chris Dreja, guitarist in the Yardbirds, passed away in September at the age of 78. Wrapping up that set of music. And don't forget Chuck Mangione, my background music for this segment of me just yammering to you, telling you what's going on, what I'm playing. We got about 25 more minutes left, I know, and I still have like 400 songs I could get to, so I'm trying to figure out which direction to go. And I think the direction that I need to go, coming out of a Monkees, a Beach Boys, kind of a pop set, would you not say? We lost Bob Andrews in June, 15 days before his 77th birthday. Bob Andrews was in a band with Nick Lowe. Nope, wasn't Rockpile. Nope, wasn't Nick Lowe solo. It was the band that they played in with Brinsley Schwartz. Here, let's get rid of Chuck Mangione. Play some Brinsley Schwartz. Was Shining Brightly. In tribute to Bob Andrews, keyboardist for Brinsley Schwartz.
Hey, one tall brown Appalachian woman with your hand stretched out to the east wind. Can I stand by your side through eternity? So, princess, what's your twin? Whoa, we'll go shining brightly all across this crystal sea. Whoa, we'll go shining. Hands are tied in him relentlessly across the sea. Old art, ancient Grecian siren, your handmaid unsing while you sleep as your youthful Apollo left quietly, clutching a piece of your hair he can keep. Whoa, we'll go shining brightly all across this crystal sea. Whoa, we'll go shining, our hands are tightening in relentlessly across the sea. I might even take the time to talk about my recliner. I need to decide to stay. I've seen it all. I won't have a fall. All you can do is to stay. 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 Stay.
Better hurry, 'cause it may not last. missing. I beg for some forgiveness, but